take off the bundles off his chamor and helping him put them back on again. The moral of Rav Shimon the Yoma, ask Tina Bechinim, he holds no. Even Tina, even putting it back on again, you can't charge for it. It's so Michael Meimah. So what do I need a second pasuk for Tina if I know Prika for sure Tina? So Mara says true, but Rabbi Shimon, I tell you, loy misayni kro. I do not know exactly which pasuk would mean which one. Therefore I need both sukkim. Rashi says, loy misayni kro, hai mash matina, hai mash matina, I would not know which one is mash from what. Therefore, it only said one, I would have thought to say it's only come with a prika, to take it off. But because there, the star balachayim. But maybe putting it back on again, there's no mitzvah. Therefore, I need two psukim to teach me there's a mitzvah even to help him put it back on again. Hagmar says, lom ni lemichtav hani tarti. For lom ni lemichtav aveda. Why do I need these two mitzvahs and the mitzvah of Hashavas aveda? Like once I know there's a mitzvah of Hashavas aveda, so for sure I know there's this mitzvah also of tina to putting on and taking off. Gemara says, no tzuricha. Because rachmona hani tarti, these two helping somebody take off the load off the chamor, helping him put it back on again. Mishum de tzara de morisa, tzara de doisa. Because the tzar for the owner and the tzar for the animal itself. Both are at loss. Rashi, tzara de mora, hu oimit shum. V'yen yochel lipton, he can't put it on himself. And also, the tzar of the animal itself, that's why you have to help out. Avol aveda, when something's lost, the tzara de morisa. The tzara de dolesa. There's only tzara for the owner. The owner is missing something. But for the actual chayfas, there's no tzara, there's no loss to the actual animal itself. Eim aloy, maybe there's no mitzvah to return it. Therefore, I need a special postek, a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. V'yashminan Aveda, if I would just hear the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, mishum delesa lamora bado, because the owner is not there. Therefore, you have to return the Aveda, help out the owner. He's not around, he can't help himself. Avol hanitarte, but here, the isa lamora bado, the owner is there, taking off the bundles and putting the bundles back on again. Maybe then you don't have to help him out. Let the owner do it himself. Kamash from the Torah know that even though the owner is there taking off the bundles and putting the bundles back on again, still you have to help him. The pasuk says, "Mois yuma samake." Somebody kills somebody, so you have to kill him. Ratzeach, we have to kill him. Now, and we kill him with the sayif. Now, only yellow b'misak suvaboy. Only with the mitzvah of the Torah says by sayif with a sword. Minayin shim iyata yochol amisa b'misak suvaboy. Let's see, you can't give him the misa that you're supposed to give him. How do we still know that Bezdin has a right to shat Rishon LaMisa, B'chol Misa shat Yochol LaMisa? Any way of killing him, Bezdin is supposed to kill him. Talmud Lema, that's the pasuk says, Mais you must become Akum. Any way Bezdin could kill a murderer, they're supposed to kill him. Rashi says, Hainu Sayyid, the Gan Shoya B'Svina, or Bereach, the Yat Yochol Lizroik B'Chait, or L'Toivoy. If the murderer is on the ship, and he's starting to escape, so you can't use a knife anymore. You can't use a sword anymore. But maybe you could throw an arrow at him, or maybe you could drown him. How do you know you're allowed to do it? Kamash Shalon, you must become Akim. Then the book says, Hakeh Sakeh. You're allowed to hit him. Hagarash Shal Bir Hani Dachas. If it's a city that worships the Avodah Zorah, there's a mitzvah to kill them all out. Again, Aim Liyela Bahakoach Subabhem. Only the way you're supposed to kill the Pasuk says, Bir Hani Dachas, Sreifa. Minayi Shema'iyat Yachol Amisam Bahakoach Subabhem. How do you know if you can't kill them the way the Torah says so? Shat Rishol Hakoysam Bahakol Hakoach Shat Yachol. You can hit him any way, kill him any way you want. Talmud Loi Mahake Sakim Mekomakim. Anywhere we can kill them, the Yirani Dachas, we're supposed to. Now, the Pasuk says, Hoshev Toshev. You're supposed to return. If you take a mashkin from somebody, you're supposed to return it to him at night. If you take away somebody's blanket for a mashkin, so when it comes at night time and he needs it, you're supposed to return it to him. Eim Liyela Shemashkuna B'Shus Bezdin. That Bezdin gave it to you. Mashkuna Shloi B'Shus Bezdin. Minayin, how do we know if you took the mashkin without the Rishus of Bezdin? Sam, you went down yourself and you grabbed away a mashkin. How do we know still there's a mitzvah Hashavah to return it to him when he needs it? Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, Hoshiv Toshiv Mikomakim. At all times he has to return it. Yeah. Now, another pasuk says about Choval Tachbot, the same thing, that you have to return the mashkin also. We'll soon see what the difference is. Ein Liyelish Mashkuna B'Shus. If you took it B'Shus Bezdin. Mashkuna Shloi B'Shus. If you didn't take it in front of Bezdin. Minayin, how do we know also the mitzvah to return the mashkin when he needs it? Talmud Loma Chovo Tachlo Mikomakam. So to return it at any time. Now, Bahani Trek for Alomli. What do I need to sukkah him about returning a mashkin? If you take a mashkin, take a pledge from somebody that owes you money, so if you take his blanket, you take his pillow, you're supposed to return it at night. What do I need to sukkah him here for it? The Gemara says, Chad l'ksus yoyim, the Chad l'ksus laila. One is talking about he took away his blanket, and one is talking about he took away his coat. If he took away his coat at night, you're allowed to keep it. When it comes daytime, he needs it to go outside again, you have to give it back to him. If he took away his blanket from Ashkin, you're allowed to keep it by daytime. When it comes at nighttime, he'll need it again, then you have to return it. That's the two psukim of Hoshiv Toshiv and Chobel Chobel Tachbo. Now, another pasuk says, Posayach Tiftach. You're supposed to open up your hand and give tzedakah. Is only yelo lani ircha, only faniim of your city. Liyaniya ira cheris minayin. You're supposed to give tzedakah even to a poor person from another city. Talmudim it says, Posayach Tiftach mikol makam. Anytime you're supposed to open up your hand and give tzedakah. Now, then it says, Nosan titin, you're supposed to give him. Ainli yela matonim ruba, maybe you only give tzedakah if you have a lot of money to give, a big present. But matonim uetis minayin, how do you know if you only have a little bit, a small present, still you're supposed to give it? Talmudim and Nosan titin mikomakam. No matter what you have to give, you're supposed to give for tzedakah. Then the pasuk says, Hanik tanik. When an Eved Ivri leaves you, you're supposed to give him some presents. Is only yelosh and is barach habayis begloli. Only if when the Eved Ivri was by you, he had a bracha because of him. Maybe then you're supposed to give him the present. Rashi says, the pasuk says, asher berachacho Hashem lekecha titen loy. If Hashem gave you a bracha, then go give him back. But loy is barach habayis begloli. Let's say the house. You did not have a bracha when the Eved Ivri was by you. Minayin, how do we know still there's a mitzvah to give him presents when he leaves? Talmud loyma hanik tanik mikol makam. At any case, you have to give him a present when he leaves. Now, Olu Rav Leza ben Azayah diyom. According to Leza ben Azayah that says no. His shitter is, Nizborech habayis bigloloi manikin loy. If when you had the Eved Ivri in your house, there was a special bracha in your house, then when he leaves, you're supposed to give him a present. But if there was no special bracha in your house when you had him, ain't manikin. Then you don't give him a present. Ain't manikin. If so,